It's Monday, August 5th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest continuous running tech podcast. This is show number 880, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Our August GoDaddy special, all of our customers get 32% off by using promo code GO32OFF1, or you get a .com for $2.49. We're going to share how you can do that here in a few minutes. Some great savings for you. So I got some great stories to tell tonight. Lots to share. You know what comes next, folks. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Todism suppressor.
All right. I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. We're here in the studio, Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. How are you? Welcome to the show. We want to welcome all of you, all of our longtime listeners and viewers. Thanks for being here and thanks for being part of the family. You know, really what this is a conversation between you and I. We're going to talk a lot about tech tonight. We're going to talk about some stuff going on. I want you to sit back. I want you to get a little comfortable. If you need a cup of coffee or adult beverage or whatever the time of day may be for you, please do so and snuggle right in here because I got a lot to share with you. Hey, of course, again, you know, this show is coming to, of course, as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii. And I've had a very interesting couple of days. Had an interview just this past weekend that blew me away. And I think it's going to end up being good things for the show. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But if you're brand new to the show, I want to encourage you to get over to geeknewscentral.com. Our team of writers over there are putting together lots of great content. Of course, we've got lots of shows for you to watch and listen to as well. We've got this show that's produced every Monday and Thursday. Then we've got our special media events. We've got the new media show, which is recorded every Saturday or Sunday, depending on when we get the guest in. We've got the Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain. We've got Langley with Robot Underpants. And we are now, again, seeking a new host for the Chrome Show. So definitely get over to the website. Check out all the great content. We'll be talking a little bit about some of the stuff that's been up on a blog post here over the past couple of days. But again, welcome to the show. And of course, if you're new, you can reach me real easily via Twitter at Geek News. You can also email me here, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can call our hotline at 619-342-7365. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for you to make your comments. And we really want you to be involved with the show. And your feedback is appreciated and also wanted. So use those vessels to reach out to me. And of course, we want you to subscribe as well. There's ways to subscribe on the website. Sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter gets you all the content, really, that I'm going to talk about tonight directly in your inbox via email. If that's not cool, you don't want to get the newsletter, all you got to do is go over to gncshownotes.com/880 or gncshownotes.com. You're going to find all the links to all the articles that I'm going to cover tonight. We're up tonight on YouTube. We're using them tonight for our streaming partner. I want to thank them, and we're going to get some news about some announcements they made as well. And we're going to talk about that, but we want to take just a second here. We want to thank our sponsor. You know, really, everything I've done up until this point in doing my show for 880 episodes is trying to give you guys great information, give you guys great deals, and really, that's what it's all about, is me sharing and providing information to you, and hopefully we all stay connected. But I tell you, GoDaddy has got some great deals for you this month, and really what they have done is they put a package together for you to save a lot of money. And our August promotions, some were extended from July. You can get a $2.49.com for a newer transfer.com for $2.49 by using the promo code Geek249. You can get 32% off a new order at GoDaddy by using the promo code GO32OFF1. Or it's kind of a special deal. You get a new .com with a free year of private registration by using promo code FREE2. Now, those are three deals that are special deals that are going on right now. But really, you can find all of the codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And there's a code there for everyone. We've got savings for each and every one of you. I can guarantee you, whatever you're going to buy at GoDaddy, whether it be a hosting account, whether it be a domain name, whether it be a renewal, whether it be whatever you pick up over there on their web services, you're going to find a code there that's going to save you money. It's SSL certificate, $12.99. That's a price that cannot be beat. We got cash back offers, $5, $10, and $20 cash back offers, percentages off, you name it. We've got it. So definitely get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here and providing you guys some great, great deals every month. And I know that all of you can't take advantage of everything every month, but we always have something there for someone new. And we encourage you to go over to GoDaddy and take a look around. They, you know, what's kind of interesting is I get a call from them periodically. And this is not their marketing team. It's not the team that I work with from a podcast perspective, but it's basically the actual sales rep. And he calls me basically when I tell him to. I says, oh, why don't you call me back in 2 months and we'll look at everything. And he basically reviews everything I have in my account and make sure I'm square and happy. And you guys should be getting that level of service too. And if you ever have any problems with any of your products at GoDaddy, don't worry. You need to email me because I've got connections and we'll make sure that we make the product right if you've had an issue. So I want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here at Geek News Central. Again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Well, a couple of things. We're going to be making a big announcement tomorrow morning, and I hinted at this on a previous show. And I'm going to give you guys kind of the insider information tonight because the press release pops. Let me look here. It's 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, 5 hours away. If you're watching late, consider yourself lucky because I'm gonna kind of delve into this. But the press release pops, and we basically already have the page up on the website already. But we're gonna be introducing tomorrow something that that I've talked just a little bit on this show already. It's called Raw Voice Certified, and this is strictly for the folks that we work with on a content. I know we have a lot of podcasters that listen to the show, but this is a new service for our professional podcast statistic customers. And really, what that really means is anyone that is paying the small monthly reoccurring fee for the professional stats and our commercial customers as well. And what we really did, this was a outgrowth of a demand by our customers, our commercial customers, and also many of our content, regular content creators, regular podcasters, that wanted a way to get a certified stats data so that when they were talking with a vendor, a media buyer, they could get a third-party certification and validation. And really what that means is by becoming a professional media stats customer, what you're going to get is you're going to get Raw Voice certified stamped reports with a certified logo on them in PDF format. You're going to get secondary phone and email third-party validation. So if someone wants to call, a company or a media buyer wants to call us and say, hey, I've got this sheet of paper from this podcaster. Can you tell me now whether or not his data is valid? We're going to be able to, through some markings on the report and also information on it, basically to validate that data. So cross-party validation. And of course, we're going to give you a cool certified graphics for your website. But really what it boils down to is we know that over the past really 8 years here, we've been able to garner enough information where I basically can stand up today and say, yes, you know, Todd Cochran, CEO of Raw Voice, I certified this guy's data to be true and correct. And that's what you're really getting. You're getting the Raw Voice stamp of approval boom, on your paper that basically is backed up by, number one, our reputation. Number two, the customers that are using our service like ESPN, Quick and Dirty Tips, London School of Economics. We've got podcasters like Disciplined Investor, The Paracast, Audacity to Podcast. Lots of podcasters, matter of fact, nearly 16,000 podcasters that are using our stats. And really, they trust us to track their data. And that's what we do very, very well. And we feel that the third-party validation is critical when a network or show needs to verify their audience size and demographics. Again, with this 8 years of data sets to build on, and also the countless advertising deals that we've done internally and provided metric data back to our advertisers, is a big deal. And so we're going to certify your data delivery. And that's huge. We think it's huge. We feel that we have the groundswell. We have the majority of big shows and networks. We have one of the largest podcasting networks using our service and counting on our data to basically be accurate and true. And believe me, there was a, you know, all those networks put us through significant vetting. You know, you don't get corporate customers like we have without having gone through a major vetting of the data, analysis of our processing, our filtering, and everything else that we do. And we're going to have some information on the website about that as well. But basically, this certified is going to be, we're adding it on. It's basically going to be if you're a professional media stats customer with us today, you, guess what? You've got it. You're in there. You're dialed in. And it's just another added value, another stamp of approval, another layer that we've added into the service to make it appealing to all networks out there. And we've got a lot of major network deals pending right now that's in the can. And part of it was really kind of placeholdered on this and them saying, hey, we got to have a way, really. And it's not necessarily like you're getting an affidavit, but you're essentially getting our company's reputation and basically everything behind it. So anyway, we're pleased about this, and we look forward to talking about this more. There's more to come. We're going to add some additional features as we move on. But I've had Angelo cranking pretty hard on the reporting data and everything else, kind of clean that up and make it look nice and pretty. But our ProStats user are going to use that. So that's way off topic here. And I know that I normally don't spend this kind of time talking about the business part of my company. Largely because, you know, we got to get into the tech, and I continue to move on here. But this past weekend on the New Media Show, we had Valerie Geller on. And Valerie, very energetic lady. She's got a book on the street called Beyond Powerful Radio. It's a communicator's guide to the internet age. And sadly, our connection with her on Saturday morning was... Whoa, it was bad. She was in a hotel somewhere, horrible interconnection, doing Skype. And I mean, I had to work at the audio. So like the first 30 minutes of the audio is like, I've never had to overprocess audio before. And I mean, there's some good stuff in this thing. We're getting emails already like, wow, best show ever and fantastic. And the audio sucks on the first 30 minutes. So it is what it is, but this is a book for all content creators you want to get. And so, you know, what we're going to do is, and you know, I asked her some pointed questions about some of the things that I have kind of held back on before. You guys know that sometimes I hold back a little bit on my political opinion, and I'm not necessarily going to go 100% hardcore on you right or left, but I'm definitely going to give you my thoughts and allow you guys to come back at me and smack me once in a while when I talk about polarizing issues, like we talked about the Snowden case and all that stuff. We're going to try to have go a little deeper. And I think that's going to be important. I've held back at times in lieu of trying not to alienate, you know, at least 50% of the audience. And so maybe that'll add some spice to the show. Maybe some of you will flip me off remotely. I don't know, but we're going to have a new chapter here on advice from Valerie, and hopefully we don't completely scare you guys away, but we're going to have a little fun with it. But Valerie was great, and I'm in recommending to Rick Calvert over at New Media Expo to have her as a keynote speaker. I was really impressed with her, and she's just got, you know, she's bringing all these radio traits, talking about what we need to be doing in the new media space. And I was just like, oh man, some of this, you know, some of the stuff I do, but some of the stuff I was like, I don't do that and I need to. So I am starting on a road to self-improvement, I guess. I guess at 880 shows, there's always room to grow, right? So I guess that's cool. Hey, I want to thank, I got a check today from one of our listeners. I want to thank Nan and Harvey out of Tucson, Arizona for mailing me a check, a donation. And that's greatly appreciated. And we don't often get checks in the mail. But I will say, I just want to mention to everyone, if you do send me a check, which is cool, it's great. We'll take the donation any way it comes, is to send it in care of Podcast Connect. I can cash it as Geek News Central, but my main company is Podcast Connect. And I'll put that information up on the Insider page. It's not really there. We haven't had a lot of checks sent. So I thought, yeah, might as well do that and make it easier for folks that want to do that. So geeknewscentral.com/insider. We'll get that fixed up and it'll be in there tomorrow. So I want to give this power mat. We promised we're giving this power mat away. And so I got it sitting right here. And my wife's got a box for it, U.S. mailbox. But I got an email. The winner we picked from the folks that emailed was, I'm going to destroy this. Gabrielle, this is one of those names I have to be real careful. Gavriil. And it sounds Greek to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But Gabrielle, congratulations on winning the power mat from Duracell. And what we're going to do on the next show is we're going to give away another Chromecast. So if you want to win a Chromecast, all you got to do is email me and say, hey, Chromecast giveaway number 3. And we'll put you in our email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. And you'll be in automatically to win. So, been having a lot of fun with the Chromecast. And this is the third one we're going to give away. And on the next show, we'll do something a little different. But anyway, that's what's next. So, got a lot to talk to you guys tonight about. And again, I want to just, as always, a big, 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 huge, huge warm welcome to the Ohana. All of you, and of course, those of you who are new to the audience, Ohana here in Hawaii means family. And it's really a term of endearment, and I want to welcome all the aunties and uncles and everyone else that's listening. Thanks for being here and being part of the family here. And we're gonna talk a little story here next and get into this. I think that's all I had in my little stack. So let me quit jibber jabbing here and let me close some of these windows and let's go ahead and get into the full blown tech stuff. Are you guys excited about our certified stuff? We are. We're incredibly excited about it. And it's something I've been working, and it took my team a little bit of convincing to do this. We wanted to make it genuine. We didn't want it to feel like some cheap certification when it had some value behind it. And we really worked hard to do that. Because I'm serious, man. We worked so hard and so many thousands of hours have went into our logarithms and filters and all the stuff that's went behind it. And it's paid huge dividends for us. But anyway, a new division of PowerPress is coming soon too, because of the WordPress 3.6 update. So, anyway, that's it. Again, if you want to listen to Valerie's show, you can do right on the website at geeknewscentral.com or you can subscribe to the show. All right, let's go ahead and get in some news. On Friday, man, I completely missed this. So I had no idea until I saw something in my, I saw an email or something on Sunday that talked about an announcement that YouTube made. And YouTube has, I'm going to tell you, this is for content creators and for techies and people that put stuff up on YouTube. This is the announcement of the month, folks. YouTube has lowered their live streaming requirement. So on Friday, they opened the floodgates to shows in good standing and allowing shows with a minimum of 100 subscribers to get access to their live streaming platform. Now, if you guys remember, it wasn't just several months ago. You guys know that I've put stuff up on YouTube for years. We've never heavily promoted it. Of course, now I've even got it up on the graphic in the back where you can go to youtube.com/geeknews and get the shows. But, you know, with this 100 subscriber, it was 1,000 here several months ago. They've lowered it to 100. Let's talk about the impact. This is going to Ustream, Livestream, Justin TV. All those folks have got this 5,000-pound gorilla in the house that's coming boom, 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 boom. And it is going to change the whole dynamic of the live streaming business. And here's why. If take, for example, Ustreams has the pro broadcasting service where you can purchase up to 100 ad-free hours for $99. You get the embed and you put it on your webpage and you can have this ad-free stuff. Now, while YouTube doesn't guarantee free streaming or ad-free streaming, so far their ads have been non-obtrusive. And one of the reasons I left Ustream is because you guys were getting like Pampers ads and all kinds of weird stuff in the live stream that just had nothing to do with the show. And it also was coming up and even interrupting the show like a regular commercial. And I couldn't have that. It just didn't work. So you guys know several years ago, I switched over to Amazon. We were using them for a long time. We've been happily using Livestream this year. They've been fantastic. You know, they've got a great product offering. But, you know, if you want the ad-free streaming on Livestream, it's like $400 a month. You can stream on your own channel without the embed for $45 a month. So, you know, there's a couple of price points there at Livestream. But no one is going to be able, you know, this is a disruptor. It's huge. And for those of you that are listening and watching, all the content that you're watching now, YouTube fully understands this. You know, you look what they've done with the Chromecast. How long is it going to be before I'm going to be able to, basically, you guys can queue up this show on the website, send it to the Chromecast, and it's live on your television. You know, it's you can still do it on demand post show, but you're gonna be able to do it live on the TV as well. You know, so that's big. You know, and this is all, don't believe me. This is part of a grand plan for YouTube. They've got an uphill battle. Don't get me wrong, but they are the king of the short video. But they understand the value of longer format content. This just shows like mega long, right? Most people aren't going to sit for an hour and 15 minutes and watch this show. But I know many of you listen, or as a matter of fact, tens of thousands of you listen. So they made some other announcements as well. And, you know, I kind of like, woohoo, I didn't really care about the other announcements because it was, to me, this whole 100 subscriber, you know, you can get 100 subscribers. You get 100 friends to subscribe to your YouTube channel. Anyone can get 100 subscribers. I don't care who you are. You know, I could probably cut loose my 5-year-old and I mean, my 9-year-old. And within about a week, he can probably have 100 subscribers on his YouTube channel. He doesn't have one. But one thing that we're going to be doing over this course of this next year is my daughter is now officially a senior. School started here in Hawaii today. They go to public schools. And yeah, you know, it's a weird deal. Hawaii's summer, the state's all jacked up when it comes to all the kids go to school. Because the rest of you in the mainland, you're all like, you know, my kids are still enjoying summer. Well, they're back in school. But anyway, she's got this thing called the Senior Project, and it's what it is because they have two diplomas in the state of Hawaii. They have high school diploma and a Department of Education diploma, and they have to do a project. So her and I have been working on an idea, and she's going to be doing a podcast, probably video and audio. We're going to be working together, and I'm going to help her solve a problem that she thinks is going to be part of her thesis that she's going to submit to her senior project. So you guys may be seeing her from time to time. And we're gonna do some stuff. We're gonna set up a website and get her all going. And who knows what quirky stuff we're gonna come up with. But basically, she's gonna be using it to do a social media experiment. And look forward to sharing with you what we're doing and getting ideas back from you guys. But so I was telling her, I says, this whole YouTube thing, if you can get 100 of your friends, and she's got like 5,000 people that are following her on Pinterest. I said, you just tell those folks to go from Pinterest over here and subscribe, and you've got your numbers, and we'll get her set up. So we're going to have a lot of fun with this over the next about 6 months or so, and we'll be sharing more with you on that. But this whole YouTube thing was so huge to me today that, you know, I just was, and we missed it on Saturday. We didn't even talk about it because, you know, it went over my head because I missed the announcement. But if you guys understand where this is coming from as an audience, you're going to be like, whew, it's good times ahead. Now, I'm sure YouTube's going to have challenges with the rollout, but it's going to be a curious undertaking. Couple of days ago, in fact, Geeks.com announced that they are closing shop. They pulled the plug. Have you ordered stuff from Geeks.com? I have. And, you know, I was talking with Don Bain on Sunday. He said, you get your email Friday? And I'm like, Don, I still got 200 emails in my inbox. I haven't read it. I said, well, look, there's one from Geeks.com. They've pulled the plug. They said that they couldn't compete with the 500-pound gorilla Amazon. And they didn't say Amazon on their website. And let me see if I can actually bring up what they on their website. They said, says there are many whys. The e-commerce landscape as well as the consumer electronics market has changed dramatically with intense competition and a 1,000-pound gorilla. Do we need to say who? Competitor that can lose millions of dollars to buy customers and suck up inventory. They can lose money with impunity supported by the stock market. We cannot. So they basically are done. They've went out of business largely because of Amazon. Now, let's think about the implications here. You guys know, you know, I've talked about this in the past, that I'm not a big fan of Walmart. Because, you know, okay, Walmart has great products. You can go in and get them cheap. You can find what you want, right? You can go in and get what you need. But what did it do to, if you, here in Hawaii, most folks in Hawaii that have never left Hawaii or haven't traveled extensively in the lower 48 don't understand this. But when you travel through mid-America into small town America and where 20 years ago there was mom and pop shops, hardware stores, you name it. It was all personal. You walk in, you knew the guy's name that owned the place. Matter of fact, I remember my Ace Hardware guy's name was Ted. And he was a fixture in a small town for years. And that's where we went and got our stuff. Now, we understand the e-commerce economy and the internet, everything's changed. But when Walmart came in to the town next to his, where his shop was, his business, like, 85% of his business went out the door and we're going to Walmart because they could get hardware stuff and, you know, the general kind of stuff he carried, they could carry. And it killed, you know, big swaths of businesses just, and we all, some people are going to say tough love. That's the way this economy works. But okay, so let's take, okay, that was, we know what Walmart's done. We know, and let's, I'll get beyond the fact that I was pissed off because they destroyed, you know, middle America businesses, small businesses. And let's look at what Amazon's doing. I get Amazon Prime, pay $80 a year from Amazon Prime. I order stuff on Amazon on a regular basis, get free shipping here to Hawaii. That's a big deal. Did I go to Amazon first? Always. So did I buy stuff from Geeks.com? Yeah, once in a while when they had a deal or something I looked for, and probably they put up as a loss leader. So are we now facing a situation where Amazon's the new Walmart? Where Amazon is, you know, and I really never kind of thought about it this way, but are we going to see more Geeks.com shrivel up and go away? And what happens when they do? What happens when they do? Do the good times last? Do the low prices remain? You know, I talked about a Prime product that I bought. It was very expensive, a $700 special universal power supply that is not like something you'd buy off the shelf out of Best Buy or someplace like that. This is a specific UPS. And normally that shipping, the thing was like 55 or 60 pounds. The shipping to Hawaii would have been, you know, $200. But because I had a Prime, it came for free. Now, that vendor no longer is a Prime member for Hawaii, maybe because he lost money on me. But long story short, I was, you know, I'm able to go on there and find, and I'll pick a vendor that may have a little higher price if they got Prime and get the stuff shipped no cost. But did I add to the demise of geeks.com by not buying from them? Now, what's next? Is Newegg next? You know, who's on the chopping block next? So this should be very foreboding for all of us. When an online store cannot, and again, think about this, when an online store cannot compete head-to-head with Amazon, you know, we have to scratch our chins a little bit, don't we? I think we all have to sit back and go, oh, no. And so those are two big things, man. They kind of punched me in the face over the past couple of days, and it really wowed me. Now, I really want to kind of move off of this topic and switch gears here. And remember when I talked about going to Ford and setting in a session where we talked about being this the most connected, unconnected bunch of people. You know, you go to a restaurant and everybody's looking at their device and they're not talking. And, you know, it's pretty sick where we are literally a sick society right now from a device standpoint. And we have to learn to put these things in our pockets and leave them there and have a little one-on-one, you know, as we're doing right now. Now, you're saying, Todd, you're a moron. You're telling me to put my device away. Well, I'm talking to you, so just listen. You know, you're just pretending you're right across the table from me. So let's take this the next step. Let's talk about the personal television. So here in my household, every Friday, and this article over on Wired talking about the personal television revolution is horrifying and brilliant at the same time. So we've got into this mode of using devices, right? We're all looking at them. We're texting and we're Facebooking and we're G-plussing and we're Pinteresting and, you know, all this other stuff we do, right? And then we're watching our Netflix on our tablets. We're watching Hulu. And we're starting to, you know, kind of get in this thing where we're watching our television on our tablets and on our computers and wherever it may be. This household, every Friday, has kind of been like movie night. We always, you know, look for the latest releases. We get it for Netflix or we order it on, we pick it up at Redbox. It depends, you know, whatever, where we get something, yeah. And the movies don't always turn out great. And, you know, I might fall asleep halfway through the movie. My wife might, you know, my kids are there. You know, we all doing our things. But are we going to end up where even this small amount of togetherness, where we all can comment to one another and laugh at the same time and yell at the TV when we hate something. And are we going to lose that? Where we have this migration to personal screens. And now with Netflix announcing that each family member can have their own profile. It used to make me mad. It still does. I go into Netflix. And what the profile is I get my youngest son, all his cartoon stuff. It doesn't show stuff for me. It shows stuff for him because he's always the one that's in there hot and heavy picking the stuff he wants, right? And it's just because he's been in there more. He's smart. He gets in there and he basically puts stuff at the top of the stack and his brothers and sisters get upset that he's done that. And I don't restrict them from the account. They can get in. And, you know, Super Bowl, we all sit around and watch a football game together, right? We yell at the TV and we cheer and we drink beer and eat popcorn and, you know, chips and everything else. And that's healthy, you know, it really is. But when we're now going to start all watching a movie on our own, this could be an issue. So what happens to our personal development in psychology? And is this going to play a role in media and culture where it's going to change? In 200 years or 100 years or 50 years, are we all just going to be just so jacked in that we no longer have the reality? And if they find some way to tap into our cortex and have the ability to, touch the sensory nerve that invokes pleasure, we're done. We'll be, extinct. So I don't know. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts on this. And I know there's a couple of real quick provoking ones here tonight. But man, I was just like 1, 2, 3. I just some good stuff. So I wanted to take some extra time and talk about that and hope we can connect on this. But geeknews@gmail.com is the place. And hey, Dale, thanks for hanging out. I know it's time for bed. You're late. Go to bed. Dale's on chat, and he says, I got to head out. I got to crash. And when the time changes, it'll be an hour earlier, Dale. You'll be able to hang out a little longer. All right, so anyway, it should make us all sit back a little bit and go, yeah, don't you think? I think it has me a little bit. All right, so now we're going to really flip the coin here and really switch topics, and we're going to go a different way here. Amazon boss Jeff Bezos has bought the Washington Post for $250 million. Holy smokes. Now, Amazon hasn't bought it. He has. Okay. My first thought was, after we've talked about all this other stuff, what's the angle? Prince dead. Why is he buying a dying breed? Does he just want the paper so that he can... What's the angle here? You know, this guy's a proven technology and business genius. And it's been said that his long-term approach and his personal decency make him pretty unique to own the Post. And, you know, this is considered one of our, it's a very flagship paper in the United States. And, but just like any other print paper, they've had advertisement issues because of, you know, digital competition. And, so this would be kind of cool to see what he's going to do. And I really just wondered what his plan is. But he says he's not going to lead the paper on a day-to-day basis. But he sought to reassure nervous employees, saying he would not seek to change the values of the paper. However, he added, there will, of course, be change at the Post over the coming years. He says the internet is transforming almost every element of news business, shortening news cycles, eroding long reliable revenue sources, and enabling new kinds of competition, some of which bear little or new news gathering costs. So it makes you go, is he going to use this as a marketing tool? I am really wondering where this is going to go. Now, they haven't bought other notable online properties like Slate or The Root or Foreign Policy. That's other businesses owned by the same company that owned Washington Post. So where do you think he's going with this, folks? I'd love to hear your hypothesis on this. All right, here's the FBI has done something monumentous. The FBI and Irish police collaborated to arrest the alleged owner of Freedom Hosting, one of the reputed largest deep web hosts in the world. And as Extreme Tech says, they're going to get to that in a moment. But basically what this is it's being reported that taking down Freedom Hope has removed the majority, now listen to this, majority of all child pornography online. But at the same time, it seems to have also downed the majority of the Tor network as a whole. Now, Tor network is basically a way to be anonymous online. But at the same time, one of the Tor browsers, which is built on Firefox version 17, it was found over the weekend, contained something new. Something that called home to mama, called home to a company in Maryland, a specific company called SAIC, which has had some ties to some other organizations in the past. So it's being reported that while the FBI and Irish police have taken down this deep web host, that they may have been smelling the network to see who was using the Tor network. Now, Tor has been well known all over the world as a free open solution. And it was used by people in third world countries to avoid being detected by their governments when they were doing something on a browser in the United States. Chinese using it to get to websites. But the Tor network could only be accessed through the Tor browser, again, which was on a Firefox build. So this is a very interesting move here, and has a lot of people scratching their head. So if you were using the Tor network this past weekend, and whatever you were accessing, probably, in my speculation, based upon what is being said here, may be in the hands of Uncle Sam. Speculation on my part, reported on via a variety of websites. So kind of an interesting move. And if they got rid of the child porn, whatever that was, that's fantastic. That stuff, and whoever creates it, they all need to be hung by their thumbs and allow the public to have, you know, medieval. I won't go there. prisons are too good for those types of people. Let's just put it that way. A ball peen hammer and a blowtorch work real well. Oh, man. Okay, over on Tort Freak, Comcast wants to monitor and convert pirating subscribers. So if you're a Comcast customer and you're out there pulling stuff down on peer-to-peer, you may, instead of getting one of those six strike reports, you may get a pop-up on your website that basically says, hey, we want to help you not be a pirate no more. So this is a trial of new technology being introduced in collaboration, of course, with major movie and TV studios, and they're hoping to get other ISPs on board as well. This is a report that was reported over on Variety. Details are scarce at this point. Sources say the new system will monitor subscriber accounts for unauthorized downloads. When a pirated download is spotted, users will receive a pop-up notification referring them to legal alternatives. So, like Amazon or Netflix. I'm sure they will earn a commission every time they do that. There's no indication at this time whether those downloads will be stopped, but at least they know that they're tracking you, and it should make you go, uh-oh, if nothing else. You know, I have resisted using a backpack all the time. I backpack is a last resort for me. And I switch gears on you. You notice that? In backpacks, notoriously, I've either left zippers open or, you know, there's just too many ways to lose stuff wearing a backpack, from people that are trying to rob you and a variety of different methods. But the folks over at Ogizmo are talking about a brand new backpack. It's called an anti-theft backpack, which is really just uses some common sense. It uses Velcro that you have to rip the Velcro to get to the zipper, and couple of the zippers are actually, you have to take the backpack off to get to it. So there's a variety of mechanisms in this to defend from pickpockets and so forth. The proposed price for this is at $24, and basically they've been getting designs submitted to Quirky, and with time, this may actually make it to market. But this is going to be pretty cool. So we'll see what develops with this. But nice to see another backpack that's going to be on the street. Let me tell you guys about something I bought. Is the tag here? Let me look. Hang on a second. It was in the trash can. So this past Sunday, we were out and about, and there was an Office Depot that was going on a basically closing, store closing, and there's too many in the area. And so I was basically, went in for the deals, right? 30, 40, 60% off, and we found a lot of stuff. I had half a shopping cart full of office supplies that I probably don't need, but, you know, when it's a good deal, it's a good deal. And I really wasn't in looking for a computer bag. The computer bag I've got right now is a pretty nice bag. I had it maybe a year and a half, and it's still doing pretty good. I've got a couple of issues with one of the zippers. But when I travel, man, I'm going to tell you, folks, this thing, if a stitch gets loose, this thing's going to unfold like an accordion. It's just going to blam. It's going to come apart, and there's going to be two computers laying on the ground and hard drives and tablets and you name it, it's going to be everywhere. So my wife, who never, ever, ever, ever encourages me to buy computer bags because you know, I've bought enough of them over the years that it, you know, they always end up in yard sales. She says, you need to come look at this. She says, this is a briefcase you need to buy. Now, let me just explain this thing to you guys. It is a geek's heaven, and it's actually made by a company called Ativa, A-T-I-V-A, mobile IT. I'm not getting paid to promote this. I paid $165 for this stupid thing. It's a briefcase with wheels. It fits most laptops up to 17 inches. It's got a 42-inch telescoping handle, removable interior file box. The item number I bought was 409-518. But let me tell you something about this thing. It's got pockets and pockets and compartments and compartments and pockets. And when it's full, when I have it full, I'm going to have to smile grittingly as I lift it into the overhead, because this thing is going to weigh 50 pounds when I'm done. But this is, if you're looking for a computer bag and you're not worried about the size, because it's not small, Mobile IT by Ativa. And again, the model I got was the 409-518. I got it for 30% off. It was $215 retail. I think I paid $165 on the discount. But it's a monster. And I love it already. So we'll see how long it is after I've humped it up into a few airplane bins. There's some news out that if you have a Xerox, Xerox copy machine, some of the photocopiers are randomly rewriting scanned documents. And it's specifically with Xerox WorkCenter 7535s that are having troubles. So apparently it's changing numbers and everything else. So be aware that there's a problem with this particular Xerox machine. If you got one of these in the office, it's going to be changing your spreadsheet numbers, and probably you could end up with something released that you don't want. I didn't know people, I thought people just printed stuff. I didn't think people still copied and made a lot of Xerox copies. It doesn't seem to me like that would be a big business anymore. Our article over on Torrent Freak, 2,919 movie pirates walk free as BitTorrent trolling scheme falls apart. First kind of a ruling in federal court in California has thrown out a case of 2,919 alleged movie pirates. The case was initiated by the Swiss-based company ContraPiracy, who obtained the enforcement rights for the 50 Cent movie, All Things Falling Apart. And basically, the judge ruled that since ContraPiracy's only intention was to obtain quick settlements, under threat of embarrassing and expensive litigation, they had no standing to pursue the copyright action court and tossed them all out. Got to give a hand to that judge. So we'll see where this one leads. In other news, AT&T is once again in the news, not wanting to be a friend to consumers. AT&T seems to have taken a look at their rivals, and they've moved in locking down just about every single Android device that goes through their doors, regardless of whether it's an HTC, Samsung, or Motorola. And AT&T intends to follow the same footsteps as their competitors. Apparently, starting with the Samsung Galaxy S4, AT&T will no longer support unlocked bootloaders. Verizon's done the same thing in a number of its devices. So I'm sure the hackers are going to find a way around this. Just remember, when you do unlock it and it's not authorized, it does void your warranty. Today, the folks at Feedly did something fantastic. They introduced a paid service. And I was like, you know, I've been using Feedly. I'm happy with the performance, much more heavier than what the Digg RSS reader is doing. And they're saying, hey, they're going to offer a paid service, $5 a month. So I went over to the website. I'm trying to find a place to pay, trying to find a place to pay. And I never found one. I found a blog post that basically says Feedly Pro, more powerful Feedly, $5 per month. Limited edition is sold out. I said, okay, so I missed the limited edition. Where can I contribute and pay my $60 a year? And there's nowhere to give them any money. These guys need to get some marketing 101 skills. I'm just like, okay. And I looked, and they basically just opened it for 5,000 people to pay them $5. They got the money, and there's no way to give them any more cash. At least I haven't found it on their website. I had a heck of a time getting to their blog to begin with, because every time I wanted to just load my feeds. So I'm just a little bit confused and how to give them some money. They got 12 million users, and I'm sure a large number of them want to give them some cash. Why do companies do that? Why are you so stupid that you don't want to allow people to give you money? You know, on our website, we have, let me make sure that on our website we can do that. Yeah, blueberry.com. Yeah, right there's the link to the store. You know, we got to stay in business, got to pay the employees. Just ridiculous. All right, Net Zero. Let's talk about them a little bit. Remember that company, Net Zero? Man, this show's going to go long. I'm not going to get through everything. Net Zero is expanding its mobile broadband service nationwide thanks to a new network deal with Verizon Wireless and Sprint. Basically, last year, Net Zero decided to breathe new life into their free internet concept that made it a household name in the 80s by launching a mobile ISP business where if a customer bought a WiMAX modem, they could get 200 megs of data free each month. And 200 megs get you about 2-3 hours of free data. And 100. So now they made some additional deals and you're going to be able to get a bigger service offering. And you can get, for $10, you get 500 megs, $50 for 4 gigs. So Net Zero's basically now offering up more business, more offerings. But, you know, that was kind of the, you know, and let me back up. They served a purpose in the 80s. They really did. People didn't have money for their internet service. And I think maybe from this case, too, it probably worked real good for folks that are on a very limited income. They need just a little bit of internet. So I shouldn't disparage them. But they really were kind of like, you know, you just kicked them around a lot. You really did. And we talked badly about them in the 80s. So I guess it is. It is what it is. Now, Cox, they're taking Cox Communications, they're trying to introduce a more personalized TV experience for the cable subscribers, just like Netflix is doing. They've introduced a brand called Contour that basically is going to suggest to you what you should watch. And they're going to, if you're a Cox customer, you're probably going to get the Contour app, and that'll be available for you. And more distressing news, toxic water from Fukushima is leaking into the ocean at emergency levels. The folks at Gizmodo have a very distressing report about this situation in Fukushima is not, doesn't sound to be getting any better. And I think the Japanese are over their heads. I think they probably have lost the battle here. This does not bode well at all for fish and the ocean. And the ocean's big, but if you dump and dump and dump highly nuclear reactive water into the ocean, this cannot be good. And the radiation at the facility is still fatal. You know, this is not, this is nothing to be joking around about. So, just sucks. It really does. And they're going to have to figure this out. The orbit of 1,400 asteroids, NASA has put together a map, says it could smash Earth, but they say we're safe for the next couple hundred years. But they're tracking 14,000 asteroids, and they put together a visual on this. And if you look at this thing, you're kind of like, how do we even get missed? But in the relative size of space, you know, space is huge. You know, it's not a small area. And so they basically are tracking 14,000 asteroids that could come within 4.7 million miles of the home world here. Another article over on Gizmodo. You know, back in the day, we'll go back. I have this reel-to-reel from TIAC. It's in pristine condition. I'll probably be able to sell this thing for a fortune someday. I've got it back in Michigan. I've got it in storage. It's got desk and packs in it. It's basically an absolutely high-end TIAC deck. It's big. It's one of those that takes the big TIAC reels. And there are some hardcore people out there that are still absolutely, you know, there's folks that are hardcore on vinyl, folks that are hardcore on tape, you know, and then they just, you know, they just believe in the sound. And believe me, I understand where they're coming from, because I always said when we went off vinyl and went to CD technology, the sound never was quite the same. And so no matter how outmoded technology is, there's always people that want to get in the game and use old tech. And I don't blame them. It's cool. And this guy, there's a cool video that they've done. Basically, it's about a guy named Mickey, and he's a Swedish tape nut. And pretty cool video. I'll have a link up in the show notes. And this, you know, I have to kind of admit that I miss my tape deck. I made some major master dance reels. In my single days, I was known to throw a party or two from time to time. And as you guys know, I've talked about, I've DJed in the past. I was a DJ at a club in Guam for a number of years, very prominent club there at the time. And but when you're having a party at your place, you don't want to have to do any, you want to party, right? You don't want to be messing around. And we didn't, you know, you could put on albums and, you know, that was cool. But if you want a long track, you want a couple hours of music, you know, you put it together on a reel. And I have some fantastic 80 reels that I was very proud of in the day. They were the ultimate party mix. I'm sure all of you have made your own playlist now, but that's the equivalent. And it was hard. It's hard work to do all that. Oh, man, I'm really, really showing my age. Okay, a couple articles over at Geek News Central. Zen's QI wireless charger article by Andrew. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. So if you're looking for a wireless charger, kind of like the one we gave away tonight, be linked there. Jen wrote an article up on Blizzard, the gaming company. His music's now on Pandora. I don't know why you'd want to listen to that, but it's there. I did a write-up on a portable power unit called Rab Power, and I got it here. This thing has been in my my bag that I've been using for ingressing and stuff here for a bit, and it's pretty cool. So I did a write-up on that, 10,400 mAh in that bad boy. So the links will be up in the show notes, of course. And also Catch is a has been around for about a year, but they pulled the plug. It's another company that's bit the dust. They're kind of a competitor to Evernote. So Jeffrey wrote an article up on that. It's all up on GNC. All right, what else is in my stack here? Square. If you're using Square, the Square app now records and tracks all payments, prints over Bluetooth. So they've made some improvements to the Square app. I use Square. For those of you that send me emails and want to contribute, become an insider and contribute via a credit card, I can actually process you over Square. I love Square. It's a great product, and you can manually put it in. Get paid. You have to pay a little higher transaction fee, or you can do a manual swipe. So anyway, pretty cool stuff, pretty cool update there. You know, in a surprise move here, the Obama administration this past weekend overrode the ITC stop ban on Apple products. So basically, the International Trade Commission, who had ruled that Apple was not going to be able to import, I think it was iPad 3s and iPhone 4s, or maybe iPad 2s, I don't know, one or the other. And basically, the Obama administration stood up, and the U.S. trade rep in the office of the White House, Michael Froman, directly overturned this injunction issued against Apple products, against basically in a contestant by Samsung. And this decision is final. Samsung can't appeal, and it means that those iPhones and iPads are not going to get blocked at customs, as would have likely happened otherwise. So the ruling's up on some government sites, but I'll have a link up to you in the show notes. But he basically goes after, it looks like the patent office, you know, the president's been semi discussing about how he'd like to kind of overhaul the U.S. Patent system, which, you know, at this point is, you know, there's some patent trolls out there that are affecting, you know, even people in my business space. But anyway, some movement here. But I just wonder where this long, if this is going to have long lasting effect. And to my knowledge, this is the first time this has happened. It may not have been, but Apple definitely got taken care of by the White House. So I guess I don't know if they made corporate contributions to the president or not, but if they did, those Those paid off handsomely. The feds accused distributing malware. Oh, we talked about that, about the malware on the Tor network already, so we don't have to cover that. Also, the administration, the executive office, wants to bring back felony streaming provisions of SOPA. And if you remember, part of the SOPA, there was some, you could have been charged with a felony if you would have been doing unauthorized streaming of television programming, stuff that is covered by copyright. And so it's no surprise that this is coming back. It's one of the points that's been raised a few times since the death of SOPA. And as I've explained to you guys during the original debate, there are different rights associated with copyright law, including distribution, reproduction, et cetera. It's just like you can't rebroadcast a Major League Baseball game. And so now they want to put in criminal, basically make it a crime, make it a felony, you know, not a misdemeanor, a felony. And usually felony is equals jail time. So again, here we go. It's just the government meddling with this. And I'm sure there's going to be stuff added here. And, you know, when there's public works and stuff like that, there's some stuff that should be able to be rebroadcast. But anyway, long story short, we'll see where this leads, but we'll keep you advised of that. Team Prenda, man, they just can't stop. They may be even more trouble. A judge basically has reopened a case. Now, this is kind of an interesting move here. So that more courts are coming to realization that the tricks that Team Prenda has been pulling over the past few years, and the judges want to go back and look at this. And boy, oh boy. A local attorney, let's see, where was this located? Where was this actual case? This was happened. Well, doesn't say which state, but the judge basically has contacted the lawyer and said, I want you to come in and talk to me about some of the stuff you did. And this could turn into another beating. And boy, Prenda is underneath the gun as well, in my opinion, they should be. But we'll see where this leads. But Prenda had to cough up the settlement amounts that they got from people on their quote unquote, in my opinion, shakedown. So we'll see where this leads. But they just can't get out of the news at all. Okay, to not bore you guys here. Skip over a couple of articles. LinkedIn is turning your phone into a job hunting machine. And so you're now going to be able to submit basically with, you know, we found all our recent employees via their LinkedIn service. So it's, if you're looking for a job, that's a place to go. But it's made it easier to search for jobs in July, but you couldn't submit in any apps, in-app resumes. And you can do that now with your mobile phone. I wouldn't suggest submitting a job application via your mobile phone. Get on your computer, make sure the data is right before you do that. A couple of things going on with Time Warner. Time Warner's give CBS two options to end this blackout. The cable giant has basically offered an either or to resolve their fee dispute. And basically CBS came back and said, well, maybe I can't say what they said. In really nice terms, they laughed at them, and they said this so-called proposal was a sham and an empty gesture designed to distract the fact that Time Warner's not negotiating in good faith. So anyways, you're not going to get CBS in those major markets. New York, Dallas, Boston, a variety of major Time Warner markets are not going to be able to get CBS stuff. So watch something else, folks. All right, the Chromecast, folks are running into trouble with it in hotel rooms. And I kind of expected this would be an issue. You know, the hotel connection just is horrible. That's why I travel with a couple of Wi-Fi devices when I travel. And if I ever decide to use my Chromecast and watch some videos on my television, it'll definitely be through my own mobile connection. But until hotels increase the speed, you're probably not going to be wanting to use this on the hotel internet. They just are too doggone slow. Redbox Instant coming to the Roku, the fledgling joint venture from Redbox, the DVD rental kiosk company, and Verizon adds another device to push its catalog of streaming movies straight to TV. So my wife's been asking me about this Redbox Instant. So she's saying she wants to give it a try and to drop Roku for a little while. So anyone done that? Have you guys done that at all? Love to hear you guys' thoughts on this. Is it better? Is it less movies? What? Love to hear from you guys before I swipe the old credit card. Apple has announced a third-party charger trade-in program. Basically, this power adapter swap comes on the heels of a death in China believed to have been linked to a counterfeit Apple USB power charger. In the wake of electrocution in China reportedly linked to this, Apple's launched a trade-in program to replace users' third-party chargers with its own, noting that some third-party or counterfeit power adapters may be poorly designed and result in safety issues. Apple announced Monday that its USB power adapter take-back program will swap non-Apple chargers with its own for $10. Is this only in China? Beginning August 16th, iPhone, iPad, or iPod users can drop third-party chargers at an Apple retail store or Apple authorized service provider and pay $10 for an Apple USB adapter, which usually retails for $19. Apple said old adapters will be disposed of in an environment-friendly way. The deal runs through October 18th and is limited to one trade-in per device to qualify. iPhone, iPad, or iPod users must bring their device with them at time to trade and verify the serial number. So grab all your devices, and if you've got some third-party stuff you don't trust, go in and get it traded in. Samsung apparently is building their own mobile operating system called Tizen. I have not heard too much about this, but they are trying to get away from Android. So good luck with that. But they're pretty serious about it. Samsung CEO J.K. Shin is saying, we want this to happen. And we want everything to run, smartphones to cars. So Samsung is heavily engaged here. Hey, fellas, tell your ladies, and ladies that are listening, you get excited here. You know the store H&M? H&M has finally started taking online orders in the United States this morning on hm.com. So basically, this is a first, and that's pretty exciting stuff here. H&M is basically it's open to American business via their online website. So this is pretty cool. So we'll see where this leads. This has been a long time coming. And the ladies I'm sure are going to be excited about being able to buy H&M stuff online. Bloomberg Businessweek is saying Silicon Valley money men can't beat the markets. Apparently the VC guys are having a hard time really doing deals. It says there's too much money and not enough good deals going around. So anyway, if they've got too much money, I can help them out with that. And I'm not soliciting money over the internet right now. Yeah, that's a SEC no-no. But anyway, if VCs are having, I'm sure there's plenty of investment opportunities. All I got to do is ask around to some great new media companies. Ask them if they're looking for cash. All right, moving on here. Time Warner. Skip this one. We don't want to hear about their triple play. And finally, a little fun stuff. Do you guys remember the big wheel? There's a bunch of you that are shaking your head. Yeah, I'm sure many of you that listen to this show had a big wheel as a kid. Now, you know, you slid that thing sideways, up and down the street, back and forth. Yeah, they just tore everything up. I had one. Every kid worth their salt had one. We, you know, that was a fun, fun toy and probably burned a lot of energy. Well, now your prayers are answered because you now can buy an adult-sized big wheel. Oh, this thing is decked out. It's got all the trimmings, everything you'd expect from a big wheel. It's even, you know, got a brake. It's got some tassels on the handlebars. And, you know, remember the old big wheel was about, you know, $60 maybe? The current price is $600. So if you want an adult-sized big wheel and you're willing to pony up the bucks, six large is going to get you a an adult size big wheel. Now, you're tempted, aren't you? I know you are. I know. All right, so let's slip into the email here. save, I slip in because we're running out of time. I got an email from Bree. She says, Todd, just listen to your August 1st podcast regarding Snowden. He presents too good a domino for the Russians to use. I think they will protect him. Then they're going to trot him out periodically to make the U.S. look ineffective. Eventually, when Edward Snowden has lost his use, they will graciously turn him over to the United States. And probably, Bree, you're probably right on that. Good analysis. Got an email here from Paul. He says, all right, fella, just a line to say that in the UK, we have had motorcycle ambulances for a number of years now. You're right in your opinion about them being a far quicker form of medical assistance. They save thousands of lives in this country every year. Also, my nearest hospital is 20 minutes drive from where I live, and I live in a far flatter slash bigger and easier. I live in a far flatter, bigger, and easier to cross country. Okay. It was cool hearing you pronounce Moscow. Moscow. who cares? Moscow. Cow. Moo. Keep up the good work, Paul. Yeah. He says, P.S. Your kids are 22, 17, 16, and 9. Yes. They are that age. So, anyway, yeah, I think we need this motorcycle ambulances here in Hawaii because you don't want to die. You don't want to be in a heart attack situation in Hawaii on rush hour. Brian, you were too late for the Chromecast entry, but you can win again. Chromecast 3 offer was at the beginning of the show. And some of you had problems getting the show on iTunes. Yeah, we found out a problem. We had a little bug. So thanks, Tim, and a couple other people emailed me too. So thanks for the heads up on that. And that should have resolved itself, so appreciate it. You guys are, you're on top of the ball here about that. And Justin, Justin is that won our last Chromecast. He is in Dartmouth, Canada. So we'll be shipping one up to you up there. Justin, congratulations. And let's see here. Got an email here from JP. Says, hey, Todd, mystery object with high radiation found on Fukushima coast. I'll have this link up in the show notes. And Jeff sent me one. He says, hey, Todd, the hackable Japanese toilet. And, oh, yes. Did you hear about this news? A Japanese toilet can be remotely controlled by an Android app. Now, let me tell you something. If you guys seen some of the toilets in Japan, you don't want anyone remotely controlling them because you could be, how should we put this without weirding people out. You could be in the middle of doing your business and they could initiate the wash session. That would not be good. No siree. So anyway, the hackable Japanese toilet. I'm sure some people are going to get some laughs over this. I just don't want to be on the commode when this happens. Anyway, cool stuff. All right. Hey, your emails, geeknews@gmail.com, voicemail hotline, 619-342-7365. And of course, you can reach me on Twitter @geeknews. And my goal every time I do this show is to entertain you guys, tell some stories, share experiences, and I hope connect with you in a close way. And I'm going to be working on my skills to improve all of that as we move forward. And sometimes you just need this little punch in the side to make some tweaks. And I hope you guys appreciate the show. And we want to thank you. Hey, become an insider. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. We've got one advertiser this month. And insider donations are definitely welcome. $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 a month. You know, for $2 a month, it's cost you 6.7 cents a day. And if nothing else, my lap is worth 6.7 cents a day. So we hope that you come on board and become an insider. Every donation is greatly appreciated and really goes a long way and help us keep the lights on here. And don't forget GoDaddy, our sponsor. They've got great deals for you. And all these deals are designed to save you cash and to basically get connected with the best doggone hosting and domain provider there is on planet Earth. So we want to thank all of you for being here and watching or listening to the show. And until Thursday, we'll see you next time. Everyone take care. And as we say in here in Hawaii, aloha.